30,000 ringgit. Today we have Dr. Shazril Imran, a consultant oncologist from Pantai Hospital Sungai Petani, to talk about the treatment and prevention of cancer. Dr. Shazril, is it true that you will definitely lose your hair with chemotherapy?
To start with, there are dozens of types of different chemotherapy drugs. Each drug has its own profile, effectiveness, and also the side effects. So some chemotherapy will induce hair loss, some will not. Some patients can even go to work whilst on chemotherapy without much side effects. So there are many kinds of chemotherapy nowadays, and we also have targeted therapy drugs today, and they come either in injection form or in tablet form, and we use it according to the evidence-based medicine. So to know more, see your oncologist to discuss about the chemotherapy that suits you, and don't let the unknown fear of losing hair makes you shy away from seeing your doctor.
Okay, Dr. Shazril, I got a lot more questions to ask you, but first let's get
the Mix Blitz. 10 songs in a row, commercial free with Pantai Hospitals. What's up, Fat Faves here. So remember, you got to ask everyone, are you the Mix Fugitive? If you want to win a share of that 50,000 ringgit.
Now, Dr. Shazril Imran, a consultant oncologist from Pantai Hospital Sungai Petani, is here with me today. Doctor, some questions that need answers. Very important. Is it true that radiation treatment will make me radioactive?
It depends on which type of radiation treatment that we are talking about. On a practical definition, you can divide the radiation treatment to three. It's either external beam radiotherapy, radioiodine therapy, or brachytherapy. The commonest type of radiation treatment that we give to patients is external beam radiotherapy. External beam radiotherapy does not make a patient radioactive. Once you leave the radiation room after your daily treatment, you are already radiation free. Hence, you are okay to mingle around with children or pregnant women, and you will not transmit any radiation to them.
That's really good to know. Okay, doctor, one more question after this, but first, here's Evanescence, My Immortal, from 2003 on Mix.